Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Greetings and welcome to this, the 33rd episode of the Merry Little Podcast. My name is Jeff Westover, head Santa tracker at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, where we make merry 365 days of the year, and have done so since, well, the internet was born. Yes, folks, believe it or not, we used to share Christmas with total strangers out in the world over a fax machine, if you can believe that. And those were the days, too. You can read all about that via the About link at MyMerryChristmas.com, and you can see why today we have grown into an empire of Christmas online with more than a dozen websites, a couple podcasts, a Christmas-only radio station, and countless Christmas friends now from all over the world. This is the Merry Little Podcast, just a shorter and lighter version of our typical one-hour-long celebration of Christmas audio called the Merry Podcast, which is found online only at the Merry Forums, and it's just for the premier members of the Merry Forums. Now, lest you think I'm sort of some kind of Christmas king who makes Merry Podcasts and money day and night from our little online kingdom here, let me assure you, there's no money in this. Well, at least not for us. If we make any money at all, it is to support Santa's sleigh, our year-round effort to find and help a few folks out every Christmas. Every dime goes to them. So when you pay for things like the premier membership of the Merry Forums, you not only get great things like commercial-free Kringle Radio and participation in things like the world-famous My Merry Christmas Christmas Card Exchange, but you're also helping the cause of making Christmas merry for a few folks in need each year. For more information about that effort, we encourage you to read about that at santasleigh.org, one of the many Christmas websites we offer online. Another one of those websites that we offer and that we keep up is santaupdate.com, which has been tracking Santa online longer than anyone. Yes, that's longer than NORAD, which has been around since 1955, but they didn't get online until the late 90s, and we beat them by nearly a decade. And it's as well longer than Google, and we were around long before Google ever became a verb. What makes Santa Update different is that it comes from the North Pole. Yes, we might host the website, but the North Pole produces it. And with it comes all the news about Santa from Santa. Now, we have shared highlights of Santa's annual ride before, and we will again, but this episode of the Merry Little Podcast, we set aside some time to cover great moments in North Pole radio news that maybe didn't make the highlight reel before. Moments in Santa news like this one.
Sir, are you there? And what is your name?
My name is Elwood Schmidt, DDS.
Oh, so you're a dentist.
No, DDS stands for Director Dead Squirrels. We're a tiny division of the Juneau Parks and Rec Department.
Oh, well, you don't meet a man like you every day. Tell me, did you really see Santa, sir?
Well, yes, I got a call about 20 minutes ago about a new little guy found in the roadway, so I went out to find him, and sure enough found him laid out there, his little feet pointing skyward with a look of shock on his face.
You mean...
Yep, he's a goner. Heart attack. You don't see a lot of squirrels go that way, but I tell you, there wasn't a mark on him. At least that's what I told Santa.
Wait, you talked to Santa?
Oh, yes, he was real upset. He thought he hit the little guy, but really, he just scared the chestnuts out of him, and he's, you know...
gone to that giant nut pile in the sky.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, but it wasn't like Santa's fault. He was just trying to land in the park, and there was no way you could have seen him there. It was an accident.
Well, wow, that's the saddest Santa sighting ever. Thanks for sharing that with us, and give our best to his family and all. Please, friends, keep track of your squirrels tonight. We don't want any more accidents.
That little moment happened late in Santa's flight last year, and that's the kind of stuff this Merry episode is all about. Great moments in North Pole Radio that maybe you don't get to hear too often. You see, it is the job of North Pole Radio to not only give the straight news about Santa, they always work hard to educate believers about the North Pole, about the elves, about Santa, and, well, everything.
Hello once again, everyone. From the North Pole Tracking Center in Norway, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting. Santa launches just 7 hours from right now, and as the midnight hour passes here in Europe, we mark the very beginning of Christmas Eve here, just as the test flight of Santa's sleigh flies overhead. Joining me from somewhere over Europe on that test flight is Elf Crash Murphy.
Hi, Holly. Are you in Hell, Norway?
Yes, I am. Have you been here before?
Oh, yes, many times. I love going to Hell.
Why did they have to give such a beautiful place a name like that?
Well, you only think of it as an awful name, Holly, but Hell in Norwegian actually stems from an ancient term meaning luck. That little village, by the way, grows some of the best blueberries in all the world. I had some blueberry pancakes there a few Christmases back on a ride with Santa, and they were just the best ever.
Wow, thanks, Crash.
The news professionals at the North Pole drill down to those in the know about all things Santa. They talk to experts about every little detail. In fact, nothing is too sacred or special to talk about when it comes to Christmas at the North Pole.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Baba Wawa reporting live from the North Pole, where we are joined by Elf Darnell, a coal technician working with all that coal that has been coming into the North Pole. Darnell, how did you get your job working with all that coal?
Well, I used to work in Santa's stables with all the reindeer.
How does working with reindeer qualify you to work with coal?
Well, I used to shovel there a lot, and I use a shovel here a lot. They're kind of the same job.
So you were a, reindeer poop technician?
That's right.
Oh.
As Santa makes his way around the world, there are a lot of hazards. There's the weather, wild animals, antennas, and traffic cops. Lots of cops.
Officer Ted, did you see Santa?
It had to be him, Red. I clocked him going faster than 300 miles an hour in a slow flight zone.
Are you saying that you want to give Santa a ticket? Are you kidding me?
Well, as you know, we have no highways that lead to our fair city. You only get here by boat or by plane. We have to maintain civility in the skies, even on Christmas, Red.
So, you pulled over Santa and gave him a ticket?
Well, not exactly.
Well, what happened then?
He slowed down when I chased him, and I told him he was in violation and that he needed to pull over, but he just waved and said Merry Christmas.
Well, I hope you reconsider your actions there, trooper.
Sometimes during live reports, little details spill out about what it's actually like to be on Santa's sleigh.
It's raining a little bit here, Frank, and the wind is kicking up a lot of water. There are some tough conditions, and the seas look a little rough.
Well, is Santa okay, Crash?
Oh, yeah, Santa's just fine. A little soggy, but he's moving along at a fast pace. Nothing seems to slow him down.
What about the reindeer, Crash? Are they okay, too?
Well, I don't think they like the rain too much, Frank. Comet keeps shaking off the water like a wet dog, and every time he does, Red Cupid starts sneezing and calls them names like Shower Boy. Santa keeps having to tell them to pipe down.
Thanks for that look inside the workings of Santa's sleigh, Crash.
Over the course of Santa's flight, the news team talks to folks all over the world. In this report, the clash of cultures isn't as widespread as one would think in this modern world.
Are kids there excited for Santa to come later tonight?
See, they're preparing tamales for him, Rojo. They love Santa Claus. He's almost as famous as Miguel Cabrera.
Really? Who's Miguel Cabrera?
Are you kidding me, Rojo? He plays for the Detroit Tigers. Every kid in Venezuela wants to be Miguel.
Really? Well, does he fly around the world bringing presents to kids all in one night? Can he stuff stockings?
No, but can Santa hit the breaking ball?
Santa covers a lot of ground every Christmas Eve, and nearly everywhere he goes, the North Pole gets reports from people seeing Santa in the skies. We have heard a lot of stories over the years, but this one was just a little bit different.
I'm taking my old lady out to Trans Am so she can see the Christmas lights. It's snowing pretty good here, you know. So I'm taking it easy, because because she's pretty nervous about sliding around and stuff, when all of a sudden, the car starts shaking like it's World War III or something. So I stop, right? And the car's still rocking, so I open my door and I step out. Just then, this thing comes flying right over my head and he lands in my yard, right? Like right where I usually park. So I'm like, hey, you can't park that thing here. Who do you think you are, Santa Claus? And then I see this head pop up over the back of this thing and he says, yeah, I am.
Sometimes our news reporters cannot help but get put in the middle of the very news that they report. It seems that they have fans all over the world. We check in now with our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy, to report on the latest from Santa's sleigh. Crash, is there any fear to entering the U.S. with all these security alerts?
Not at all, Frank. Santa doesn't do fear. He's a friend of nothing. There are a lot of people that love him in the United States.
There are a lot of people that love you too there, Crash.
There are?
Yes, we got a load of fan mail from people about you tonight, Crash. There's a lady in Tuscaloosa that wants to marry you.
No kidding? Well, how about that?
Yeah, she thinks you're really something, Crash. She calls you her little Crash Potatoes.
You're a weenie, Frank.
We hope you enjoyed this brief look back at some great moments in North Pole Radio News, and hope you will join us in the months ahead as SantaUpdate.com and the news team from Kringle Radio gear up for another great ride with Santa. For all the Merry Santa Trackers at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, I'm Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.